From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
When my daughter informed me she wanted to try out for her high school's cheerleading squad, I was not pleased. After all, I grew up in a family that didn't play sports, watch sports, or in any way appreciate sports. Cheerleading struck me as a regressive, pre-feminist activity, better suited to big-haired Texans and perky Midwesterners. It also concerned me that the school's own administration seemed not to support its cheerleaders. Unlike the school's other athletes, the cheer squad is responsible for raising the funds to pay their own coach and purchase their own uniforms. Yet for all their efforts, the girls were routinely booed by other students during games. I couldn't bear the thought of my daughter putting in all that effort for so little appreciation from her peers. However, when last year's squad either graduated or chose not to return the next year, her school had an unusual opportunity to start fresh, hire a new coach, and attract a new group of girls. Now, 1 year, hundreds of bake sale cupcakes, and one $700 cheer uniform later, I've had to rethink my conviction that cheerleading would send my daughter ambiguous messages about her capabilities. Because she's had to memorize 250 different cheers between football and basketball season, she is better able to think on her feet when the pressure is on, both at games and in academics. Stunt setups and precision cheer routines have taught her the meaning of teamwork as powerfully as any other sport and introduced her to a new group of friends. And, with two-hour practices held four times a week, she has never been in better physical condition. Despite my reservations, it is obvious that my daughter has grown in positive ways thanks to cheerleading. Attending football and basketball games has exposed both my daughter and me to the excitement and heartbreak of high school sports. Next year, I will be proud to tell anyone who asks that, yes, my daughter is a varsity cheerleader. With a perspective, I'm Julie Turgeman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.